The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman with Dr. Rose Backman. Our program is for women who want to break free from the beliefs that cause sabotage. It's time to create the lives that you deserve. If you don't deal with your emotions will deal with you. It's time to move into your power zone and out of your comfort zone. Now, here is your host, Dr. Rose Backman.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show, The Power of an Unstoppable Woman. Our topic today is manifesting the love that you want. Don't you just love that? Thank you so much. I want to share with you that our co-host Bonnie is in Panama, and she's on the line with us today. Welcome, Bonnie.
Thank you, Dr. Rose. I'm so glad I could be here with you.
You know, it's amazing. It doesn't matter where a person is in the world, that they can just get on a cell phone and be part of a radio program and you're coming through clear. Isn't that fantastic technology?
Isn't it? Yes.
It feels like you're right next to me.
I wish I was, and you were here and all of you.
So why don't you tell us about the information you found about manifesting the love you want?
Well, I was looking, and you know, some of you may have done this as well, and I was looking through some information, and I came up with something written by an author, not myself, but I've experienced some of this, and she's absolutely done a phenomenal job. So I wanted to share more with that. But before saying that, I was doing some work this weekend, and really, it resonates with me and to share it, and hopefully it resonates with everyone on our line. We're in the world right now, everything is moving fast, very, very fast. And when we actually focus our intention on what we want with all our heart, focus, and we are starting to bring about things in our life, and when we're looking at manifesting the love we want, if I say, I don't want blah, 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 the mind does not accept a negative. We cannot in our subconscious accept that. We will get everything that we don't want. And then I was learning from a teacher how if I say, you know, Karen is just so ridiculous, and Karen has got such a bad attitude, and you know, here she is with all of and saying things. The thought that was brought up is when we say negative with our tongue, we bring that into our life as well. And I thought about our call and manifesting the love we want. It is so important that we're all aware of what we say, because our words will become things. And so let's get real clear on what we want and watch greatness start to flow all around us. So those are my thoughts to start with, Dr. Rose.
So I noticed that this lady is saying that what she knows for sure is that you can find true love at any age.
Absolutely. And she talks about, right, she talks about waking up one day at the age of 43 and decided to manifest her soulmate using everything she had learned about psychology and spirituality and really the law of attraction, which I call it's energy. You know, we attract people at the energy we're living at, and how it became crystal clear to her that she needed to do some things to unclutter her life and her house and her heart. And I think if it's okay with you, we can go through some of those steps if you think that would be good.
Oh, I'd love to do that. I'd love to do that. So there's top 10 things that she's suggesting for you to do and remember. So go ahead. What's the first one?
Okay. And let me add as we start, in 6 months, that man came into her life and they got married. Within a year later, that was their both. It was a dream for both of them.
Yay, there's exciting news for everyone.
So it's like whatever you want, just be really clear on what you want and make sure you add enough things in there, men and women. Add enough things. Don't short yourself. So number one, create some personal rituals. And she goes on to say, prior to meeting Brian, her now husband, she had a daily ritual. And here's what you do. You light several candles at sunset, put on your favorite CD. And she used a Georgian chant CD, but a favorite CD. And I'm going to suggest Let It Be Without Words so that you can start to put your own words and desires into it. Sit in your favorite chair. And with your eyes closed, I want you to get in the habit of dropping just into that feeling of remembering how it felt and thinking of how it will feel to have the joy of that soulmate in your life. And then you'll start to experience and allow it to experience the feelings in the part of your body, knowing that that part, that soulmate is there. And there's going to be days, and she talks about it, there's days, she said, where I thought my soulmate was getting very late on his arrival. Don't you love it? But then getting back into that state of greatness for that soulmate and feeling and knowing that that soulmate's arrival is very assured. That's step one. Don't you love it?
I do. I do it. And I like what you're saying, and what she's saying is it's the feeling and the knowingness.
Yeah. Yeah. When you can feel it and you know it, you better be sure you want it because you're getting it.
You know, it seems too simple, doesn't it?
Do we complicate things?
Of course. Of course we do. I know one thing, that if you do what you're suggesting, Bonnie, that it absolutely works because you can manifest in so many ways. This is just one way.
Yeah.
So what's the second tip that she gives us?
Tip is believing that your soulmate is out there. And that law of attraction to attract to you those things that match your belief. So it is so imperative that we believe that your soulmate is out there. And it's critical to the preparation of when you're starting to manifest. And if you believe that that one is not only out there, but that person is also looking for you, then that becomes what we call true love.
So it's all about being a magnet.
Oh, perfect word. Absolutely.
So the energy that she puts out there is attracting the man that wants the same thing she does.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what a beautiful thing that is. Absolutely.
So if for everyone that's listening, just think about the second tip that Bonnie gave, that when you're really clear about the state of belief that you have and you put out exactly what you want in a relationship and what you want in that person, all of the details, you're like a magnet and all of this energy is going to come to you. But you truly have to believe it, right, Bonnie?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You must.
So if you go into doubt.
And I know from doing things, you know, you get those little doubts. And I love how she goes where she went, oh, he must be late. He's getting a little late. And take yourself right back into believing and knowing.
Okay. Yeah. So the third step is?
And the third step is be the loving person that you are. And I love it because you can find ways to express more love to everyone in your life. Everyone. And I believe that, our world and the universe, it's always mirrors back to us what our beliefs are. And it mirrors back to us what we're giving out to the world. And sometimes that's an ouch for me. And sometimes that's a great feeling. And so if you believe, if we believe that the world is a loving, friendly place, then most of our time, that will be our experience. But if we believe the world is chaotic and people are out to get us and they're doing it wrong and it's a stressful, fearful place, that will be our reality as well. It's amazing how that works, Rose. And I'm spending some time in Panama, and when I came here, I had some intentions, and I am totally blown away with this when I believed how great the people are and how helpful and how things are moving ahead, and it's almost, my eyes are wide open in shock of, oh my gosh, this is so great. This is greater than I ever imagined. And that we can manifest in our relationship, I truly believe.
Well, I find that your third tip about being the loving person that you are, sometimes, this is just my suggestion, a lot of times people don't feel that they're very loving. Sometimes people don't know how to be loving. What would you suggest they do in a situation like that before they start creating the soulmate they desire?
Well, you know, there's going to be a couple things. If you're really blocked, and maybe, you know, that's something, you know, we can be open to questions more at the end. If we're really blocked, I'm going to say, if I'm talking with a girlfriend, I'm going to say, you need to talk to Dr. Rose, because you have a way of breaking those belief systems. I have to believe that I can love. And then after that, and during that time, I need to start to give. So it might be smiling. It might be seeing a person coming down, you know, the mall or something, and just starting to give compliments, starting to do that, starting to journal what your special traits are. And it's the belief, and, you know, when we start to love ourselves, it's imperative, but we want to shift the energy.
Yes, it is all about shifting the energy. So for whoever it is that you believe in, and whatever or whoever you want to reach out to, if you feel that you're not a loving person, it's very, very important that you look at that and you go get some support from what you're connected to. And we're going to ask you to call in if you would like to share some of your stories, or you're looking for some support. Please call us at 1-866-472-5795. And we want to help you, show you the power that you have to be a loving person. And, you know, Bonnie is probably one of the most loving women that I know. She's always giving out her heart, and she has gentleness, and she takes time for people. And, you know, it's my pleasure to have her with us, because she truly is being that loving person, and she has created some amazing situations in her life by being in Panama right at this moment. So, Bonnie, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in 2 minutes, everybody. So if you're interested in sharing with us, or you would like to have a belief system broken, again, please call us at 1-866-472-5795. We'll be right back.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Backman. I'm a natural doctor, kinesiologist, and speaker who works with the physical and emotional issues of the body, such as money, weight, and relationship issues. I'm asking you to watch your words. They become your thoughts. Are you willing to change? Trust yourself. You already know all of your own answers. Stand up for who you are and what you believe in, no matter what. If this resonates with you, give me a call. I'm waiting to hear from you.
Do you ever ask yourself,
why am I here? What is my purpose in life? What do I do next?
Life energies are based on the chakras, and this is the foundation of holistic healing. Find the balance in your life by tuning in to Healing Possibilities with your host, Tracy Makarenko. Through engaging guests and Tracy's spiritual guidance, each week we'll explore a different modality of healing designed to help you find peace and wholeness. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Being Here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss Being Here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane, right here on the 7th Wave Network.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You are tuned in to the Power of an Unstoppable Woman. To reach Dr. Rose Backman or her guest, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to rose@drrosebackman.com. That's rose@drrosebackman.com. Now, back to the program.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Manifesting the Love That You Want. Bonnie's been going through some tips so that you can create and manifest the soulmate that you deserve and the soulmate that deserves you. So welcome back, Bonnie. She's in Panama, everybody. Isn't this fabulous that she can do the radio show from Panama and share her knowledge that she has discovered in regards to manifesting the love that you want? So Bonnie, welcome back.
Thank you.
And let's continue on to tip four.
Great. Awesome. I love this one. And it's live your soulmate truth every day. And what that is living in the knowing that you're in a loving, committed relationship. I'm going to say to people, when you're doing that, suggest feet on the floor, no shoes, ground yourself. If you take yoga, you know the power in that. And breathe in knowing that you are in a loving, beautiful relationship. And exhale. And do that a minimum of 3 times, at least once a day. Because the universe, you know, it's set up to deliver the people and the things that we draw into our life. And it's so important that we're consistent with our personal belief system. And if you don't believe you'll ever find that special one, then guess what? You probably won't. So when you believe and know that your soulmate is out there, the most important part of the formula is believing. And that's why I really say, put it on your calendar, schedule in 10 minutes of breathing, breathe it in, and then just exhale it. And because I believe that that big love is so possible for everyone at any age, what you're going to do, and get ready for it, you're going to become a magnet. For that love, you're going to become a people magnet. People are going to be drawn to you and love being around you. That's also going to go into if you know you're looking for your soulmate. That's going to happen. And if you continue to do this every day in the knowingness that you're in a loving, beautiful relationship, you're going to start savoring that, and the energy is going to be put out there, and it becomes closer and closer to you. Should we go on to the next one?
Oh, I love that. Mm-hmm. My favorite word is what you were describing is knowingness.
Yeah.
We all have an absolute knowingness within us, mm-hmm. and when you can tap into that the way Bonnie described and just breathe in, wow, it'll be amazing how your loved one is going to just show up. So yes, Bonnie, number five.
Number five is map out your desires. And that's where you hear us saying all the time, ask for what you want, but write it down. And if you don't know what you want, make a list first of what you don't want, then burn it. I'm not kidding. Burn it. And then write a list of your most important qualities that your soulmate will possess. And when you're writing that, create a vision map, create a vision board. If you're bringing in that manifesting a soulmate, create a vision board that you can actually look at when you're listening to your music. You can view that. It's your private area. It's your business. So you can write any secret you've got, whatever you want, ask for it. Because we know, that there are people who do this. I know of people who actually do this and it happens. And all of a sudden you're going to be amazed of the characters of this person that you've brought into your life. Do this dozens of times a day. You know, sometimes I'll say to people, you know, on the hour, take 30 seconds, take 60 seconds and breathe it and see it. But do that vision board. It is so helpful and fun.
Okay, everyone. So if anyone is listening that has already done some of these steps and techniques that Bonnie's talking about and had results, we would love to hear from you. Please give us a call at 1-866-472-5795. Or if you have some belief systems where you're stuck and you're listening to Bonnie go through these tips and you're going, I can't do that. That isn't going to happen for me. Please call in and we'll help you break some belief systems. So it doesn't matter if you've had the experience or if you'd like to create the experience. We'd love to hear from you at 1-866-472-5795. So Bonnie, you know, you're saying that every hour people should just take 30 seconds or 60 seconds and they just want to manifest and feel what it is they want to create. Can you just say that one more time? Because I'm not sure if everybody gets that it's that easy.
So it's an exercise. It's on your agenda. And let's say on the hour, 1 o'clock comes up, you're going to stop just for 30 seconds. I mean, you don't have to, if you're driving, you're not shutting your eyes. If you're at work, you're not. But you just stop and you be present to yourself. And you're going to breathe in, and you breathe in exactly what you see. You feel it. You feel your life with that person. You feel how good it feels. You are imagining, but you are feeling. And when you're breathing that in, and then you're going to exhale, do it 30 seconds. That's all. Then go about your business. But on the hour, you can do that. If that's too much, then do it before every meal.
Oh, that's a good idea. It doesn't matter when they do it, really.
It doesn't. It's just to get present to it, that you are doing it. And also, let me say, it's not like, oh, please, dear God, bring it. It's thank you. For this amazing relationship. So you're going into it in gratitude. Not in desperation.
Oh, I love that. See, that's a good tip for everyone, is that that's the magic word that Bonnie's talking about, is do not be in desperation. Go into a state of thankfulness and gratefulness, and the energy is going to shift, and it's going to get easier and easier to be able to focus on that vision and create the love of your life. Thank you, Bonnie.
You're welcome. Awesome.
Number six,
and you know what, Dr. Rose, this is where I really want to encourage people to work with us, but especially to work with you on this, and it's healing your heart of any past hurts that might prevent you from magnetizing the love, and because sometimes we may not even realize it, that we're resenting someone or being unwilling to forgive them. And that actually still binds us to them. And that's where I'm going to say, you know, take, I know that you offer 10 minutes of free time. Take that. See if that's something that you really want to get rid of, that binding. Because you don't want to be focused on what wasn't good. Trust me. Then you make a list of your ex-lovers, your ex-partners, that you're still harboring some grudges or resentment. Because you're still attached if you're harboring resentment. Then I want to suggest that, you know, if you're working with Dr. Rose and you're going through that, and I believe this, you don't know that I'm going to share this part, but I really believe, and I've said to many people, go for 10 sessions with Dr. Rose. It's going to be equal, in my opinion, than doing a couple of years of counseling. But that's in my opinion and what I've seen happening with people and with dear friends who have worked with you. Also, write a detailed letter expressing your upset to that person. Give yourself the permission to write full on out, because you're not going to mail it. Do not mail this. And no matter how many glasses of wine you might have, do not mail this letter. Just write it. Then write a second letter, this time from your ex-lover's point of view, to yourself. And look at that. Read the letters out loud with the intention of allowing any other animosities to just wash away. Because, and that's where sometimes I really believe we need assistance. That's when it's sometimes so helpful to have Dr. Rose working with us. And so she can help you through that. Because I know when I've been in something really bad, I got stuck. And I didn't even know you then, Rose. I got stuck, and it took me a long time of quietness to get through. And I did, using all of the studies and knowledge that I had. But I think I could have done it much faster in hindsight and gotten on with life.
Well, there's...
But that's number six.
Yes, and there's different styles of healing, and there's different types of people that have to go at a certain pace. So thank you, Bonnie, for your kindness. If you're the type of person that wants to go at a faster pace, what that means is my expertise is in kinesiology. We can read your body and tell you in less than a few minutes what your actual belief system is, and then we help you break that belief system. So if any of you are interested in a complimentary 10-minute session over the phone, please email me at rose@drrosebackman.com, and Backman is just like it sounds, back and man, and it'll be my pleasure to support you. So, you know, this is all about not making yourself suffer, and I like what Bonnie was saying too, is that it's not just about writing one letter. It's about writing the letter of what your spouse would say about you, because we can't point fingers. It takes two to make a relationship good or to create some sort of weakness, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
So she gave you some fabulous tips here, and she's got four more tips to give. So if anybody's interested, please feel free to email rose@drrosebackman.com, and be my pleasure to support you with a complimentary 10-minute session. We're going to be back in 2 minutes. Thanks so much for listening to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Backman. I'm a natural doctor, kinesiologist, and speaker who works with the physical and emotional issues of the body, such as money, weight, and relationship issues. I'm asking you to watch your words. They become your thoughts. Are you willing to change? Trust yourself. You already know all of your own answers. Stand up for who you are and what you believe in, no matter what. If this resonates with you, give me a call. I'm waiting to hear from you.
We are in the midst of a time of vast opportunity on our planet right now. If we can master ourselves to have our minds be our allies, we can then lead the authentic lives we desire. But to get beyond the everyday mundane life chosen for us by our minds, we need tools. Sometimes we're not aware of the subconscious thoughts, beliefs, and conclusions our minds have made, and this is where we need the help. Tune in to Create Your Best Life Ever with your host, Allison J. Kay, and receive those tools for clearing and healing and feel what else is possible. Listen Fridays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on 7th Wave.
There's a course offered on 7th Wave Network that you never saw offered in college. One that provides information on how to transform ancient wisdom teachings into everyday life. You'll learn how to create from your spirit and explore the world with all of your senses. Participation is encouraged. Enroll in Spirituality 101, the course you can't afford to miss, with your host, Reverend Norma. Class is in session every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Pacific Time, in your favorite classroom, 7th Wave Network.
Visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are tuned in to the power of an unstoppable woman. To reach Dr. Rose Backman or her guest, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to rose@drrosebackman.com. That's rose@drrosebackman.com. Now, back to the program.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Bonnie and I are talking about manifesting the love you want. She has given 6 tips, and the last tip was about healing your heart of any past hurts that are going to prevent you from magnetizing big love. And, you know, I would like everybody to hear Bonnie's story about what she's creating for herself, because right now, as you're listening, this lady's in Panama. And this is one of her manifestations. So, Bonnie, would you share your story of how you ended up in Panama and how you created that?
I'd love to share part of that. Yeah, thank you, Dr. Rose. You know, gosh, I can't take time, and I know that we all go through times in our life. But there was a time in my life that I knew without a doubt I wanted to create a home on the ocean, a nice home on the ocean, a place where I could use it, that very special friends could come and stay, a place where people who maybe were, they really have a heart for people who are starting over, maybe they've lost a partner, something has happened that they could use it as a healing place to get away, a place that my kids could come and when they have their children, you know, bring their children. That was my dream. And I have had this home on the ocean probably for 10 years, about 10 years. And, gosh, a few years ago, I started traveling around in order to go with a friend and go have a look. And we went to Ecuador. We went to different places. And all of a sudden, when I started focusing and asking, you know, just show me where, I ran into some friends who said, you might want to go to Panama. And I had my list of what it needed to give me. And they had checked it out, and they found this little town that was developing in an area. And I stood on that beach, and I knew without a doubt I was standing in my home. And so, you know, it's meant several trips here. It's meant coming, you know, with a partner who, you know, they're like, oh, I don't know. I don't really like it. I don't. It's been lots of bumps. So when I'm saying it, not smooth, but I learned something that I know. And when I came this time, it was like, I know my reason is to write and to create and to give back and to have a healing center for people to come to when they need to and want to, for my friends to come. Everything that I said, that is my home. And when I came here this time, it was, I know, here's my list. And as I landed in Panama City, it was like clockwork of it's
being created. It's being created. And I went, just came back before the show. I'm coming back from standing on my lot and seeing everything that was wrong has been fixed. And it's absolutely beautiful. And going through the steps of, okay, here's how I'm creating the abundance to be able to make this happen. Here's how the people are flowing into my life that are saying, oh, I could do that for you. Oh, we specialize in that. I'll do that for you. And even through the times of going, oh, I'm going to have to do this on my own. If I really want this, it's all starting. Every window is opening for it. But imperative that I always used books, media, friends to keep my focus on knowing that it is and I can. So that's in a nutshell, but guys, it's what I've dreamt of for 10 years, and it's all starting to unfold.
So I would like to ask you, so our listeners understand, can you tell us, you said it's been 10 years that vision has been in your mind. How often was it in your mind, Bonnie, during those 10 years?
You know, I probably was there for 12 because I remember going through my divorce, and that was one of our differences, even though we'd been best friends for 20 years, was I knew I wanted a home on the ocean. I knew that I would have to look for myself. I would choose to look outside of North America because, as you know, what might cost $10 million in California, let me say, is probably 1.2 or 1 million in Panama. I needed to be realistic, but for 10 years, that has been on my vision board. It never leaves. It's there. And, you know, I go and look and go, no, that's not it. No, that's not it. Yes, yes, yes. I think this is it. So keep it there. Keep the focus. It's timing. And, oh, my gosh, I look now, Rose, and I go, I needed those 10 years. I needed those 10 years to get myself to the place I'm at now, and it's beginning, and it's moving fast. And what I said before, you know, our energy levels are moving fast. Keep yourself with positive people, which I'm working on. And, you know, I came with a good friend, a good girlfriend this time who really believes in the power of positive energy, and everything is in the flow. And so it's been quite the journey, but oh, I'm so grateful seeing it start to unfold. And I say that because when I did this, when I began, it was right after my divorce, renting a little wee apartment in Calgary. And I'm going to say this to women who you go, like, I'm starting from nothing here. When I left my marriage, I did not leave with a big payment at all. At all. It was a choice. But so much has changed, and I just think, oh my goodness, here I am. I can have my best friend come and visit me. What a retreat it is. So no matter where you're at today, you can be wherever you want to be down the road.
So just never lose that focus, never lose that intention of what it is that you want to create. That's basically what you're saying.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So everyone listening, follow what Bonnie has just described and get your vision board and have that vision in your beautiful thought process. Focus, 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 focus on your vision and never, ever let go of that. And it's going to come to fruition. It's going to come to reality for you. Thank you, Bonnie. That's so fabulous. Can you tell us about what the number seven step is all about to create what you want?
Number seven, creating what you want. Clear out the clutter in your house. Clear out the clutter and make a space for that person in your life. And you know, people will actually suggest this is taking that physical clutter out of your closet, making room in your closet, making sure that both nightstands in your bed, you know, are looking beautiful. And
It truly is. Nature abhors a vacuum. And so create a space where you can deliver that soulmate into your home and into your life. And, you know, for some of you, and I was thinking about this, I thought, have you ever felt like, oh, you know, I really want that person in my life. I really do. And then now I look at, you know, where I'm at in my life and what I'm doing. And honestly, I think, thank God that didn't work out. Because if we just keep looking at what we truly desire and what you truly desire in a soulmate, if something isn't working, consider this. Maybe it's because something better, more fitting to you is on its way.
I love that. Yes. I really believe that as women and as men, that, you know, we don't need to settle. And I believe that a lot of people, they just settle because they're not willing to wait to create exactly what it is they're looking for.
Yeah.
Because true love can be yours. You just have to go through a process. It's like anything else. You're not going to go out and buy the first sofa you see because it's on sale for $449. You want to buy the sofa that feels good and the right color and you can lay on it and it just fits your body perfectly and your mind is going to create the same thing for you in the love department. So I really like what Bonnie's saying is that have some patience because if you're going through a tough time, you're supposed to, right, Bonnie? You're supposed to go
Absolutely.
Through that.
Absolutely.
All right, we have about 2 minutes to a break. So in order to manifest the love you want, quickly, Bonnie, can you just go through the first two or three tips?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. For going back to the beginning, really quickly is create your personal rituals, light those candles, listen to music, spend some time knowing that every day. And we said before meals or on the top of the hour, believe your soulmate is there. You have to have that belief. Be the loving person that you are. Give out that love. You're going to live in the knowingness and the truth that it's truly coming. Make your list, make your vision board, do that. I'm going to add something. I don't have the dates with me, but we're going to be starting our 30 times 3, 90 days to just empowering your life. And so if you want to manifest your soulmate and join us, you can email Dr. Rose and we'll send you information on that. Healing your heart. Remember, if you're harboring hurts, you're connected to that person. You might as well still be living with them. Or whatever your situation was, and get rid of the clutter.
All right, so she just went through the 7 tips that we've been discussing here over the past 45 minutes. If you would like some support, please feel free to email us at drrosebackman.com. It'll be our pleasure to hook you up to Bonnie's offer, which is a 30-day plan. Did you say 30 times?
I call it 30 times 3 because it's altogether it's 90 days, and we work in 30-day stints of creating the life you want.
Thank you. So if you are interested in having a complimentary 10-minute session to find out what your hurts are and how to release them, that's my expertise. It'll be my pleasure to support you. Again, email us at rose@drrosebackman.com. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Thanks for being with us.
The 7th Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Backman. I'm a natural doctor, kinesiologist, and speaker who works with the physical and emotional issues of the body, such as money, weight, and relationship issues. I'm asking you to watch your words. They become your thoughts. Are you willing to change? Trust yourself. You already know all of your own answers. Stand up for who you are and what you believe in, no matter what. If this resonates with you, give me a call. I'm waiting to hear from you.
If you are looking to shift from struggle to a life of alignment with your deepest truth, you'll want to tune in to Thresholds to Awakening with host Sway Emily Spilkin. Our program will help you discover that your deepest challenges are not mistakes, but opportunities to become who you really are. Thresholds to Awakening. Enter your darkness to find your light, where Sway speaks with spiritual luminaries, cutting-edge thought leaders, and experts in the field of transformation. Listen live every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. The Mayan calendar tells us that we will be entering into a 260-day opportunity for us to engage in conscious co-creation with Great Spirit. How will we prepare ourselves for this exciting and unprecedented time in Earth's history? Peter Tung has dedicated over 20 years of his life's work to exploring that which is beyond understanding. Peter will help increase your awareness and education on this enlightening transformation in consciousness. Awakening to Conscious Co-Creation airs live Wednesdays at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on 7th Wave Network. Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are tuned in to the Power of an Unstoppable Woman. To reach Dr. Rose Backman or her guest, please call 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to rose@drrosebackman.com. That's rose@drrosebackman.com. Now, back to the program.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to our topic today. We're talking about manifesting the love that you want. And Bonnie's been going through the tips, the first seven tips. There's a total of 10 tips on how to manifest exactly the love, the desire, just to be able to create and free yourself from any past hurts. And welcome back, Bonnie. She's in Panama, if you've just joined us. And she's created this beautiful piece of land where she's looking on the ocean. And the reason for your creation, Bonnie, is?
The reason for my creation is it's something that I've wanted. I've wanted it for myself. I've wanted it for, I really want people who are starting over in their life to be able to come and spend time there and do healing and just really master their life and reconnect. And it also for my kids and their kids and just such a blessed, peaceful, wonderful little piece of heaven, and it's it.
You're creating a legacy.
Yeah, good point. Thank you.
That's what I hear you saying.
Yeah, yes, definitely.
So 20 years from now, your children and your grandchildren can be using that property to share what they love.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's so exciting to see that and think, oh man, it's becoming home. Who would have thought?
Hey, Bonnie, have you considered naming it after something that you love as a legacy, putting a beautiful name there for your property?
I have not. That's a great idea.
That's what I envision, is that there has to be the perfect name that you're going to attract to create exactly what it is you desire to leave as a legacy for your family and for others.
Well, in my learning Spanish, Dr. Rose, the first thing that comes to mind is La Mujer Casa, and it would be a house of love.
Oh, there you go. See, she's already got it. Perfect.
Things move fast, honey, right now.
Things move fast. So number eight, the eighth tip to manifesting the love you want.
The eighth tip is, this is so much fun, you guys. Create an altar in the relationship corner of your house. And according to feng shui experts, take your far right corner of your bedroom That's your relationship area. And create a sacred altar. And it's where you're going to visualize. I put your vision board there. Some fresh flowers, a pair of candles, never three, always two, like do it in pairs. Dolphins mate forever. Do some really special signs that really bring it together. Romantic photographs, anything that brings the image of love. And find a time every day that you can spend some time in front of that altar and offer up those prayers of gratitude and offer up the gratitude of that special soulmate that's arriving into your life.
So can I ask you a quick question?
Yes.
When you say the far right corner, is that from the time you walk through your door into your bedroom? It's the far right? Okay.
Yes. When you enter your bedroom, good question. When you enter your bedroom, what's the far right?
Thank you. So number nine tip.
Number nine is listen to your intuition and know that your intuition will tell you when it's time to take action and get out and take on opportunities. So be on the lookout, for synchronicities and when things start to come together that might lead you to your soulmate. I mean, maybe you're going to take action because you want someone that's a great dancer. Maybe it's time to take some dance lessons. You've never considered it. Maybe it's art. Maybe it's diving. But really start hanging around places where you love to be, where you want to do more of, and you're going to attract someone. It's logical even. For those of you who are having a hard time and you're real a logical thinker, it's logical. Go there and hang out there. Be with that person. And then, last of all and so important is falling in love with yourself. And it's so important to nourish yourself and to know that you are lovable because you love you. So we talked before in my 30 times 3 and it's 90 days to just, wow, power up your life. But, we talk about doing this, like appreciating yourself and adding healthy food and positive thoughts and tenderness. And what can you do to fall in love with yourself more? Because you deserve that. And we have to love yourself because remember, the world is going to mirror back to you the love that you have for yourself. And so it was Oscar Wilde that says, to love oneself is the beginning of a lifelong romance. So love is there, and you can manifest it and go through these steps and, wow, get excited about what's about to occur in your life.
Wow. Okay, everyone. She just shared with you the 10 top tips to manifest the love that you want. And she's sharing that, it's all about the more you love yourself, the more you're going to attract someone that believes in how they love themselves. So these are some very, very important tips. And I remember another statement that Oscar Wilde had that I have in my office, and it's called, be yourself, everyone else is taken.
I love it.
Isn't that fabulous? So
I love it.
Bonnie's talking about remembering that love is there for you. It's always been there for you. You just need to remember the love that you are. And once you do this, the universe is going to deliver to you the perfect person that is going to be attracted to you because your energy is a magnet. And if you are interested in attending Bonnie's 30 times 3, which is 90 days, so that you can create what you want, please feel free to email us at rose@drrosebackman.com. Or if you would like to have a complimentary 10-minute session with myself, my expertise is reading bodies using kinesiology, and we'll be able to help you break any belief systems you have around the love department. So thank you, Bonnie from Panama, for being with us.
Thank you. My pleasure. I'm so glad that I got to join you.
And I look forward to being with you next week, Bonnie. Our title next week is called The Power of Forgiveness. So thank you so much, everyone. We want to both Bonnie and I want to thank you so much for listening and supporting the program. And we know that you're all very, very lovable, and we're here to support you on any level that we can. Thanks for joining us, and we'll definitely talk to you next week. Bye for now. Bye, Bonnie.
Awesome. Bye, Dr. Rose. Thank you so much.
Thanks again for listening to The Power of an Unstoppable Woman. Please join your host, Dr. Rose Backman, again next Tuesday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Find your inner power this week.